Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day 5 of our recipes brings us to this really unique recipe I think you're going to love. This is an heirloom tomato pico de gallo. Now, remember, pico de gallo is not salsa. It's like a fresh tapenade, and it's salsa. It's unique. It's completely different, but it's not a salsa, which means we're actually not going to be blending anything together. This is a very fresh and light and very unique way to eat. If you want to have like a nice Mexican experience or a little bit of Southwestern, let's get started. First thing is to give a shout out to my wonderful sponsor for my segment, My Job Depends on Ag. Meet the people who grow your food and promote agriculture all over the country and the world. www.myjobdependsonag.com and follow their amazing Facebook page. They got over 60,000 members. Myjobdependsonag.com. So our recipe, very simply, is we're going to start off with 2 cups of heirloom tomatoes. Now, I love to use the little grape or little cherry heirloom tomatoes. Those are always gorgeous. And you could get them mostly all around the year, or even organically. So it's very important that we're always trying our best to have things naturally, no pesticides or anything, especially when it's a dish that we're cooking where it actually involves no cooking. We're kind of just prepping and getting it all together. But this is the perfect pico de gallo to serve, especially during the Super Bowl. So what we need is 2 cups of heirloom tomatoes, 1 jalapeno, diced small and seeded. Remember, taking out the seeds is very, very important because the heat from the jalapeno is actually in the rib. So it's not in the seeds at all. And a lot of people don't know that, but I'm telling you, it's not in the seeds. So take those seeds out because they're not really, I mean, they're edible if you just swallow them. You can't really chew them. If you can't chew it, you can't really enjoy this. 1 purple onion that we're going to dice small. 1 whole lemon that we're going to have juiced, and we just want the juice from the lemon. I don't want any even of the zest in this. This is just the juice of the lemon. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Now what we're going to add is 2 cloves of fresh garlic, and the way we're going to get that garlic to be nice and fresh is I want to get it and I want to zest it into the rest of my pico de gallo mixture. I don't want whole chunks of garlic in there because 1 big chunk of garlic will destroy your whole palate and this will make no sense whatsoever. Next, we're going to take 1 cup of cilantro. I want to have that diced nice and small. So what you can do, if you really want that fresh flavor, go ahead and add 2 cups of cilantro diced small. It's very important. So to get 2 cups, you're going to have to take about a good bunch of cilantro and get that diced up nice and small, nice and fine. And we're also going to do the same thing with a nice radish. Cut them really thin and slice them into julienne. Mix this all together and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.